Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Thank you so much for coming.
No problem. Look, I've given her a sedative now, and then she should take one of these 3 times a day for 5 days. Is she going to stay with you over Christmas?
Yeah. She was going to her family, but she can't, can she?
No, she's not well enough to travel.
So is she suffering with shock?
No, it's exhaustion. That's why she needs plenty of rest, and she is not to work for at least 3 days.
Okay. Well, thanks again, Doctor.
If there are any changes, then give me a call. And I can't stress enough, she must rest.
I'll make sure she does. Oh, and happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you too.
Penny, how's Debbie?
Well, the doctor came at about 2 this morning and gave her some tablets and then prescribed plenty of rest.
So was it shock?
No, we were wrong. It's exhaustion.
Oh, well, somehow that doesn't surprise me. She won't be able to travel then, will she?
No. She's going to spend Christmas with me.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And how do you feel after last night?
Oh, don't ask.
Well, I'll speak to you later about it. I've never known the shop so busy. I hope the new staff are all right.
I think they are.
Look, I said I didn't want that anymore, but I do want this one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got a bit confused.
Oh, hurry up. I've got a bus to catch.
I am trying my best.
So how much is this?
Oh, it doesn't seem to be priced.
Oh, for goodness sake, get on with it.
Look, I'm sorry, but I can't do anything without a price. I'll have to ask someone.
At this time of year, you would think someone would check to see that everything is priced. Look at the queue.
Well, I'm sorry. Penny, do you know how much these are?
No, sorry. I haven't a clue. Isn't it priced somewhere?
No.
OK, I'll go and get you another one then.
Look, I can't wait much longer. You should really have more staff on.
Ah, thank you, Penny. Right, that's £22.99, please. Card or cash?
What? I'm not paying that. That's a ridiculous price. No, I'm not paying that. Goodbye.
Oh, for goodness sake. Penny, the customer doesn't want it now, so shall I put it back?
No, best to stay on your till. Put it at the side for now. Amy, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay now he's gone.
No, don't worry. Today will soon be over.
Oh, Penny, I can't wait.
Do you know what?
What?
Well, I actually thought Debbie might turn up today. You know what she's like.
Do you know? I must admit, it crossed my mind. 2 more days, and then it's Christmas.
She's not coming in at all, is she?
No. The doctor said she must have complete rest. So, having said that, I must get going and see how she is.
Penny, about last night...
Jim, let's not talk about it. Let's talk about it another time. I've really got to go.
Yes, of course. Send Debbie my best wishes, won't you?
Yeah. Look, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. All I can say is I'm glad it's Christmas Eve. I've never known the shop so busy.
It was all so last minute, wasn't it? People went mad.
You know, we must have taken a fortune in the last 3 days.
Yeah, we must have done. Right, well, I'm off.
Penny, have a lovely Christmas.
And you. And Jim, thanks for what you did on Friday night.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, sorry that I had a lot to drink.
You don't need to say sorry to me. Look, you'd better go. You've got your ferry to catch.
Yeah, well, no, I haven't. I'm not going anymore.
You're not going? Why not? You've been talking about it for weeks.
Yeah, well, they can't have me. They've both got the flu.
Oh, so what are you doing?
Oh, I'll be fine. I think I'll go to the pub.
You will not. You'll come to me.
No. Oh, no, no. I wish I hadn't told you now.
Jim, don't be silly. It's Christmas. Come to us at 12 for bubbly.
But...
No, I expect you tomorrow at 12. Night, Jim. And I hope you like turkey.
Yes, I do. Oh, Penny, you really are lovely.
Kathy, I'm in the kitchen.
Oh, morning and happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Mm. What time did you get up?
8:30. Is there any sign of Debbie?
No, not yet.
Well, she did say she'd get up today. What is the time?
11?
Oh, gosh, I'd better go and see her then. Help yourself to anything you want.
When are we opening the bubbly?
12, OK.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Right, now, ooh, that looks yummy.
Christmas time on Vectis Radio.
Debbie, come have a seat. Now, do you want tea or coffee?
Community. Oh, a coffee, please. Will I be in the way here?
No, of course not. Now, are you warm enough?
Yes, I'm fine, thanks. Oh, gosh, you have been busy. And it smells lovely.
Oh, I hope so.
It does. So what time did you get up?
8:30. I wanted to tidy up before you and Kathy got up.
Gosh, aren't you tired? Because didn't you go to midnight mass last night?
Yes, I did. It was a lovely service. And, oh, here's your coffee. And was breakfast okay?
Yes, but you really didn't need to bring it up to me.
Well, I wanted to. Now, how are you feeling?
Much better, thanks.
Good.
Here comes Santa.
Kathy, will you please turn him off?
Oh, I think he's great. Who did you say gave it to you?
Oh, I haven't told you. We have one more person coming for dinner.
You haven't asked Santa?
No, I've asked Jim.
Jim? Oh, that's nice.
I thought he was going away.
No, he's staying on the island. And he'll be with us at 12.
Gosh, that's in 10 minutes' time.
Oh, so Kathy, can you help me get the glasses out, please, and put the nibbles out?
Of course. Oh, don't you just love Christmas?
Jim, would you like some more?
Oh, no, thanks, Penny. But it was wonderful. Do you know, I feel very honoured to be here.
Oh, good. Well, you can wash up then.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I'm only joking. The dishwasher will do that.
A toast to the chef. Here's to Penny.
Penny.
Oh, thank you. Right, well, if we're all done, Jim, I saw that.
Sorry, just one more mince pie.
Well, when Jim is finished, shall we play?
Oh, no, not Monopoly.
No, I wasn't going to say that.
Double?
Double? Double?
Yeah, it's good. But I was thinking of charades.
Oh, yes.
I'm good at charades.
I thought you might be.
Come on, then, let's clear the table. Help yourself to another drink and then we can play.
I can't wait to see Jim's acting skills.
Neither can I. I'm sure he'll be another Lawrence of Arabia.
Why did you think of him?
Because he's gorgeous too.
Jim, you look like a monkey.
I am not a monkey.
You mustn't speak, Jim.
Well, I have to. You're all so hopeless.
No, we're not. So, it has three words.
And it's a book and a film.
With monkeys.
No.
Right, do the first word again.
Okay.
Jim, be quiet. The... Ah, so it's the... Okay, do the second word.
Monkey.
No, Jim, do the third word.
Book.
The Jungle Book!
Oh.
Oh, honestly, you lot are so slow.
You were a very good monkey.
Thanks, Penny. But it was meant to be jungle.
Well, how did we know?
So, who got it?
Me.
Come on, Kathy. Do a good one. Oh, it's all right. I'll go. Connie! What are you doing here?
I brought you this.
Oh, thank you. Look, come on in, we're playing charades. Have you got time for a drink?
Oh, yes, that would be lovely.
Come on through.
Who was it?
Connie's here.
Oh, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, everyone. Please don't stop, I love charades.
Connie, what can I get you to drink?
Do you have any whiskey?
Yeah, and how would you like it?
Straight, please.
So, Kathy, it's your turn.
No, let's give it a break.
Oh, come on. Well, let's see what Penny thinks, shall we?
So, have you all had a good day?
Yes, super, thanks.
Yeah, it's been great.
I've just loved it.
Oh, it sounds like we've all had a good time. Oh, thanks, Penny. Cheers. So, open your present. I hope you like it.
What is it? Well, open it. Wow, it's beautiful.
I hope it fits.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Let me feel it.
Oh, Connie, I love it.
It's a beautiful coat. And Penny, you look beautiful in it.
Thanks, Jim. And thank you so much, Connie. I don't know what to say. OK, well, no, Connie, come and sit here. I haven't done a lot, but please do dig in. There is more bread if you want it, and please have the quiche while it's hot.
Kathy, can you pass the cheese, please?
Here you go. Penny, did you make the quiche?
No.
Oh, it looks very good.
Connie, do you need topping up?
Oh, thanks.
Right, I must say, this has been the best Christmas ever. Thank you, Penny.
Yes, I agree.
It has been good, hasn't it? I've loved it. Okay, I'll go. Hello? Okay. Oh, right. Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah, I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be there. Okay, bye.
Who was that?
Oh, it was nothing important. Come on, everyone, eat up. And thank you for making this Christmas so special. In fact, I want to make a toast.
Oh, good for you, Penny. Everyone, please be upstanding.
Oh, thank you, Jim. So, please raise your glasses to absent friends.
Absent friends.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.